You know, the other sort of off-study option is a kitchen sinkish type option with multiple antibodies or irinotecan, oxaliplatin, and 5-FU.
So a patient like this says to you, "Doc, I'm 42 years old. I'll pay for whatever. You know, the insurance doesn't pay. You tell me what's the best possibility. What kind of kitchen sink? Can you give me two or three things? How would you respond?"
I mean, kitchen sink versus, let's say, sequential therapies of doublets or plus biologic agent, I don't think that we truly know exactly who would benefit from a kitchen sink approach. I mean, there are data coming out of Italy and now from the Netherlands using, let's say, all three active chemotherapy agents, fluoropyrimidine, 5-FU or capecitabine, irinotecan, and oxaliplatin, in combination with bevacizumab, cetuximab even. So that's really the kitchen sink. I personally would think that this is only justified in patients where we're shooting for a clear response in order to make these tumors resectable for surgical intervention. Because otherwise, if we're talking about combining all these agents, we have to take into account potential toxicities, potential kind of early dropouts, and you'd really have no justification to really go for any kind of sequential therapy approach because you already used up a lot of these agents. So if the goal of therapy is time and quality of life and not a cure, and I think this is one of the critical decisions that we have to make quite early on and discuss with our patients, then a sequential approach is probably better because it kind of takes into account quality of life.
Bottom line is, what do you think your recommendation would be to this patient?
I mean, this patient, if off study, and I trust Neil's judgment that this is a non-curable situation, even with a loving eye of a physician, then I would say, okay, use a chemotherapy doublet plus one biologic, and the standard of care right now would be either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI plus bevacizumab. In this situation, my treatment decision would have been FOLFIRI bevacizumab because of the prior adjuvant therapy, and FOLFIRI bevacizumab is one of the standards of care.
Alan? Yeah.
I agree. I think you're getting the issue of the study and why would you put a patient on a study who probably isn't curable no matter how robust the response. I think it remains to be seen if one arm or another might be superior, not just in making patients resectable, but in getting durable responses, for example. And I think when you treat patients, we don't treat to the median. We know what the median is, but you're looking for the outlier who gets a spectacular response. And that's why I would also have put the patient on study or, if not, given probably FOLFIRI Bev.
So I want to get on to some of the other cases, but I want to give you a chance to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah, just one other point. When I saw this patient, we didn't have the data on a sort of FOLFIRINOX regimen, which exists today. And, you know, I can imagine the scenario in a patient like this where there's a glimmer of possibility that if you had an amazing response quickly, that the patient could be resected with curative intent. And that might be the type of person who I would at least put on the table a short burst of three cytotoxics together. With Bev, with the idea that we're going to do this for one cycle, and if this stuff doesn't melt away, we're going to cut back and put you on something that is more reasonable in a longitudinal way.